And joining us this morning from the Montana Nonprofit Association, we have the Executive Director, Liz Moore, with us. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, and thank you for joining us today. I'm curious to know a little bit more about, first of all, the Montana Nonprofit Association.
Yes, we are, well, first of all, we're strong partners with nonprofits in the Flathead Valley. We have 600 members statewide who are different kinds of nonprofits, all different sizes, all different mission types. We were founded almost 20 years ago in the belief that a strong nonprofit sector is as essential to Montana's vitality as a strong business sector and a healthy government. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Nonprofits play a strong role in a local economy and in a vibrant local culture. And so we support nonprofit leaders in ways that help them advance their mission.
So, Liz, tell me how you came to this position.
Well, I had done anti-poverty work for about 20 years and in various ways. And I decided to pursue a graduate degree in nonprofit management. And this opportunity opened up literally within days of graduating from my master's program. And I am originally from a ranch in eastern Montana, but have lived in Helena since the mid-80s. And so I have a love for all of Montana. And this position is perfect for that because I get to support causes that help us be our best in our great state.
Well, our nonprofits here in the Flathead have, we were going really strong here until all of a sudden we had these federal funding cutbacks. And a lot of our agencies here have had real struggle now just keeping the doors open. Have you been able to help them?
A lot of our work is preventive, and we work with nonprofits in the Flathead and beyond on concepts about organizational development, how to develop the organization in as sustainable a way as possible. There's so much we can't control in the operating environment, but we can help nonprofits prepare and plan for sustainability over the long haul. The other thing we do, I think, that has a direct impact on what you're talking about is a lot of policy work. So I'm the chair of the policy committee for the National Council of Nonprofits and also do a lot of policy work in Helena during the legislature. And all of that is directed at federal regulations that impact nonprofits. We don't get involved in, specific subsector kinds of issues. But we're looking at the overall operating climate for nonprofits and advocating for policies that help us be our best.
I would like to direct your attention, if I could, to an op-ed you wrote for the Flathead Beacon, and I'd like to kind of talk with you a little bit about the points you made. You said the Flathead
Sure.
Valley is home to 650 nonprofits, 190 of which are employers, the rest by
Correct.
Volunteers. Talk with me a little bit about the gist of your op-ed and what you wanted to communicate to us.
Well, really that the nonprofit organization is a reflection of the will of the community. It's not like it's a single entity coming in and just doing business. It requires community board members, community philanthropy, also requires the support of local legislators and or at least an understanding of the mission and the story of the nonprofit and what that particular organization is trying to accomplish. So that's all in addition to staff. So many nonprofits aren't staffed and yet make up the fabric of the community. And so that was the big message, is that it is a village. It doesn't just take a village, but it is a village. When it comes to nonprofits being able to function, and a way of saying thank you to all of those who are involved in the Flathead and beyond in nonprofit work.
Well, we sure appreciate the work that all of them do. Many, many of them mm-hmm. appear here on the KGEZ Good Morning Show to talk about what they are able to do. One of the epiphanies I had here before we started KGEZ back up was one Saturday morning, we were doing an event. And I found out there were about five other competitive events happening at the same time. And I realized that there's so much good stuff going on, sometimes we get in each other's way and hurt our own effectiveness. And so one of the things that we want to do here at KGEZ is give everybody an opportunity to talk about their events so that we're getting some communication going on as to what's going on where. Do you find that that's one of those things that that you would like to see more of?
Yes, and a couple of thoughts on that. A lot of times the local network, so in the Flathead, it's the Nonprofit Development Partnership. A lot of times the local network can be a hub for communication and help people plan in ways that don't step on toes. But the fact is, if you have 650 nonprofits and they're all doing different things, things are going to happen on the same day. So that's one thought, and the more communication there can be about that, the better. And so community calendars on that, Facebook pages for the nonprofit partnerships can be quite effective. The other thing is this. Sometimes we hear, you know, there's replication, there's duplication. You know, some of that's going to happen, but for the most part, nonprofits are paying attention to not doing exactly the same thing as other nonprofits. There may be a little different take on it. And all of that just sorts itself out in the same way that you have multiple different boutiques in a town or gas stations or, and that was one of the points of the op-ed too, is that we don't need to worry so much about replication. It kind of sorts itself out. It's nice to have variety and have the nonprofit community really reflect the different perspectives and kind of the texture of the community, which means there's more than one nonprofit doing it.
Our guest is Liz Moore. She is the executive director of the Montana Nonprofit Association. And Nonprofit Day at the Capitol. Talk with us about that, Liz.
Yes. This is a day every other year we ask nonprofit organizations to join us in the rotunda for the day, or at least a part of the day. And so the 17th of January is Nonprofit Day for 2019. And we'll have some educational programming, but more important than that, it's an opportunity for nonprofit leaders to come in and be a part of a really visible, vocal presence in the rotunda. We usually have 75 to 100 nonprofit organizations joining us, and we offer free lunch, and it's a hot lunch. It's lasagna, which is great because the smell drifts up into the rafters and legislators come down, and it's kind of a standing room only event. It's a great time to meet legislators when we're not asking for something and tell our story and build the relationship it takes to get the work done.
Well, it sounds like a great event. So it's going to be next Thursday, a week from today, actually, and in Helena. Can you give us some kind of an idea of how we should participate or how we can get in?
Yes. So the there's registration. It's free of charge, but we do ask people to register so we have name tags and things like that. We're prepared. So mtnonprofit.org is our website, and you can go there and find all the information for registration or just call the Montana Nonprofit Association office.
All right.
And then folks show up around 9 o'clock, and many people will invite legislators to lunch. We have some things on our website in terms of sample invitations and things like that. And they'll invite legislators or set up individual meetings if it's possible. Sometimes the hearing schedule makes that really difficult. But it's a great event, very high energy, and it's a great, really a celebration of the nonprofit community in Montana.
Sounds like a good time.
It is.
All right, Liz Moore, thanks so much. And we hope people will make the trip down to Helena from the Flathead here and be a part of the big Nonprofit Day at the Capitol. And our thanks for all that you and the nonprofits do here in the Flathead Valley.
Well, thank you. And we couldn't do it without this kind of partnership. So thanks for your great work as well.
You betcha.